North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 19, 2020.
With much anticipation, the governor of Massachusetts spoke yesterday about a phased reopening for the state.
It's not a dramatic departure from where we were, but it does reflect the fact that we are pursuing, at this point, a phased reopening strategy.
Governor Charlie Baker, so not a lot of difference from the way it was last week to the way it is this week. What does it mean for Memorial Day coming forward? Governor Charlie Baker.
The biggest thing I would say, first of all, about Memorial Day is there are many communities that have events for Memorial Day that are typically held at cemeteries and other sort of sacred ground. And I know communities are going to work hard to make sure that if they do events like that, that they people are appropriately distanced and they wear masks and they do all the things they're supposed to do. But that is a very important event, and I know for many people, including the two of us, it's especially an important one. I guess what I would say is people need to continue to use their heads on this stuff and to recognize and understand that we are still in the middle of this virus, that it's not gone away, that we still have positive tests every single day in Massachusetts, that we've made a lot of progress on hospitalizations, but we are continuing to carry a lot of our surge capacity on the hospital side forward because we believe we may need it and it needs to be there as part of the system, and that what people really need to do is be smart and vigilant and recognize and understand that with respect to whatever they choose to do.
We have much more on the phased Massachusetts reopening on a separate post with the governor's press conference at msonewsports.com. North Shore business owners on Monday reacted with a mixture of hope and trepidation to Governor Baker's plan to reopen the state for business in the four phases. Paul Layton writing on today's salemnews.com website that the business owners, many of whom have been shut down for months due to the coronavirus pandemic, said that they looked forward to reopening, but were also hopeful for more detailed guidelines. Quote, "It's frustrating, but I guess it's the right thing to do," said Thomas Holland, the owner of A&B Burgers in Beverly, said of Baker's phased approach to reopening. "Like all of us, they have to make sure that we're doing it right." Restaurants will be allowed to open during phase two, which could start on June 8th. The state has yet to issue guidelines for restaurants. However, it convened a work group on May 18 to develop those rules. More on that story at salemnews.com.
Dave Rogers is writing in today's Newburyport Daily News. A new phrase has crept into Newburyport's restaurant industry, non-cash adjustment, and it's presenting diners with a choice to use cash or pay an extra fee to use a credit card. So far, at least two local restaurants in the Newburyport area have adopted non-cash adjustments, Agave Mexican Bistro on State Street and Mama Duke's on Merrimack Street. COVID-19 restrictions have closed both restaurants to diners, but Agave still offers curbside pickup. Non-cash adjustments are increasingly becoming a lifeline for restaurant owners across the state who are watching every dollar and say they are threatened with extinction due to credit card processing fees. But to some diners, the term means nothing more than a surcharge or an added fee, a practice they believe might not be legal. Massachusetts is one of a handful of states that does not allow businesses to add credit card surcharges to final bills. According to Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 140A, Section 28A, no seller in any sales transaction may impose a surcharge on a cardholder who elects to use a credit card in lieu of payment by cash, check, or similar means. Joseph DiPietro, Chief Executive Officer of First Class Processing, which processes credit card transactions for both restaurants and several others across the region, argued that the same law allows businesses to offer incentives to use cash over credit cards. Much more in the story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
The COVID-19 death toll continues to climb in Lynn and Peabody, which presents a stark contrast to the declining number of new cases that have been reported in those same communities. The majority of deaths in Lynn and Peabody have been elderly residents, which is on par with what other nearby communities have seen. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that even with the declining numbers of new cases, Lynn has reached a grim milestone with more than 3,000 confirmed cases. Elsewhere, Marblehead and Saugus each reported additional deaths on Monday. Lynn reported an additional 2 deaths since Friday, which brings the city's death total to 82. Peabody's death toll is even higher at 123. 6 residents have died since last Friday, and there's been 19 deaths since last Wednesday, which figures were reported, according to the Peabody Health Director, Sharon Cameron. Much more on that story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
From Rockport Town website, Town Administrator Mitch Vieira is reporting that as of Monday, the COVID-19 total case count for Rockport was 73, which includes those who have recovered. This number includes 37 cases in long-term care facilities and congregate living facilities in Rockport. The town is maintaining close contact with both types of facilities, including leveraging state resources. The case count for Essex County is 12,462. The governor has issued a stay safer at home advisory that reminds everyone to wear face coverings when unable to physically distance, wash hands, self-monitor for symptoms, and stay home if you exhibit symptoms. A reminder from Town Administrator Mitch Vieira that the annual town election has been rescheduled to Tuesday, June 30, 2020 in Rockport. And again, you can visit the town website for information from the town clerk on requesting an absentee or early voting ballot. Wendell Waters is writing in today's Tri-Town Transcript, there will be a Memorial Day tribute in Topsfield on Monday, May 25. According to Topsfield Veterans Agent Dick Cullinan, quote, this year we have planned a very moving celebration with the help of our two town chiefs, Neil Hovey and Jen Collins Brown. Veterans will form up in their own cars at the Topsfield Fairgrounds Monday, May 25 between 9:30 and 9:45 a.m., a convoy led by Topsfield Police with Topsfield Fire Units, the Council on Aging Van, and other town vehicles will weave through many streets and end at the Pine Grove Cemetery around 11 a.m. Cullen again is quoted as saying, anyone who'd like to join this convoy is welcome. This convoy is welcome, and the children should enjoy the police and fire sirens. There will be a brief memorial service at the cemetery. If you follow to the cemetery, you must stay with your vehicle during the ceremony. In addition, the Topsfield Fire Department and American Legion Post 255 invite residents to join the Patriotic Door Campaign to honor local heroes who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Decorate your front door in the area or other area around your house with a patriotic display. The campaign runs through May 25.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out our Connection show as we get you connected with some of the newsmakers making news around the North Shore, weekdays at 10, and of course, North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.